Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. They have our Hey Man L right here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, where we are broadcasting live from. Come get it. It is on tap, Mike. You can get some Hey Man L. Get your weekend started.
Yeah, right. Man, the coldest. I mean, the ice coldest brew in all of Atlanta. They got the hottest girls. We got fantastic food, and you got shenanigans with you till 7. Give me a little behind the curtain today to start the show. Eric, our engineer, and I both dealing with people in states, Carl, that have an app where you can actually place a bet, trying to get our action in for this big playoff weekend. And nothing worse than a guy, and I love Eric, he's my boy. We had a near-death experience with that deer up in Michigan years ago in the SUV.
Only because Mike was driving. Tell the truth.
Coming back from the Native American casino. But no, Eric's me, and so he's asking me, he's like, what do you think? And there's nothing worse than that feeling of a guy looking at you while he's directly talking to his bookie. Getting the action in. Because now you feel like all the pressure's on you. Like, are you giving accurate information? Are you going to lose your boy some hard-earned cash? So, but we're on the same page. I'm going to run these by you later, see what you think.
I love this weekend. From a divisional round standpoint, I think we get better games. We've been talking about it all week. I do think there are going to be upsets. This isn't going to be chalk, okay? All the home teams aren't going to win this weekend. And in the NFL, this is the beauty of it, right? Any given Sunday, anything can happen. Any given playoff Sunday. And, Mike, the one game, we will start here and we'll get into some Hawks conversation because the Hawks play again tonight at State Farm. But the one game that I continue to look at, and I put it to the side and I come back to it, is the Rams and Buccaneers. And I know it's so hard to bet against Tom Brady because it just is. And many of you have either won lots of money over the years betting with him or you've lost money betting against him. But when the chips seem like they're down, Mike, and Tom Brady has everything working against him, he always seems to find a damn way to win the game. And this week is no different. Offensive lineman injured.
Right.
You don't have a full receiving staff. You got your running back, but, are you quite where you want to be there? There's all these questions. And defensively, I have some questions about whether the Rams can do some things to the Bucs. But I keep looking at this, and I put it to the side, and I go, I like the Rams. Oh, I like the Rams.
Honestly, I'm doing every home team but the Buccaneers. I'm taking the Rams. And, again, I teased it down. I picked up half a point. So we'll get it down to 2.5, getting those 2.5. I just think, Carl, this or get up to 3.5, take it even higher, I should say, if you're the team that's the dog. But, Carl, everything you just touched on, if you look at how Dennis Allen and the Saints get after Tom Brady, it's obviously with that pass rush. Any team that's beaten Tom Brady, famously the Giants in 2 Super Bowls, getting pressure on the man. The offensive line, I know they said that Wirfs was able to walk today and he wasn't wearing the boot, but still, I mean, that's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
No.
This guy's going to be able to go against Aaron Donald and Von Miller, and again, Aaron in the middle and Von on the edge. But, Carl, it just seems like their offensive line, the center, Jensen's banged up. You mentioned it. They don't have Godwin. It's Evans. I don't know, man. There's a part of me, and you're saying to yourself, you're going to lose your bet because you bet against the greatest quarterback to ever dress out, to your point.
I know.
I'm taking the Rams.
And I'm looking at the sacks in the first matchup. Rams won 34-24 in that matchup. And the Rams also had a total of 3 sacks in that game. Mike, I think they had more than that on this weekend. I think the Rams have 4 more sacks. And you can call me crazy. I think what you just talked about with Wirfs, his inability to be able to get off, move on that leg, is going to be a problem. And then you put a backup in there. Well, he's not as good as any of those defensive linemen he's going to be going against, especially if they move Aaron Donald around to try to create that mismatch. It would not surprise me. Again, they had 3 sacks. That was week 3. it wouldn't surprise me if they had four or five sacks against Tom Brady in this game.
Now, the flip side of that coin is the Bucs are healthier on defense. They've got Jason Pierre-Paul. They've got their linebackers back. And everyone also expects Matthew Stafford. Two guys do you trust? Now, Matthew Stafford got the monkey off his back in part because Kyler Murray was god-awful right on Monday night. But do you feel that you could trust Matthew Stafford? And the guy I really don't trust is Garoppolo, and that's more because of the injury. And we'll talk about them in a second. But do you trust Matthew Stafford now against the GOAT?
Well, I think Stafford, after last week, there's no pressure. He got a playoff win, right? Mm-hmm. There's pressure because the team is really good, but the pressure is different this weekend. It's not the pressure of if I don't succeed, you know, I'm probably never going to win a playoff game kind of pressure versus I can just relax now and go play, and I know my team is good, and we already beat these guys. It's a different kind of pressure. So I would tell you I trust him, but do I trust him like I trust Brady? No, because the history's there. The results are there. I haven't seen those kind of results with Matthew Stafford, but he's got a chance to disprove everybody wrong this weekend. And by the way, if they beat the Bucs, you got to believe that they are going to be the favorite or a heavy favorite potentially going up against the Packers. Now, the Packers are going to have home field if they win,
right.
But that's if they win. You know, everybody's just expecting the Packers to win. 49ers may shock the world, man. This is what makes this playoff this weekend so interesting.
As I was driving up here to Twin Peaks today, and by the way, traffic was not bad. Not bad. I don't know if people thought it was going to be snow or something, but at least right now, your mileage may vary as you're driving in your car right now. But I was listening to Andy Rande, and I heard the funniest soundbite, and maybe we'll get to Chris to pull it from their show, but did you hear what Sean McVay said about Tom Brady?
I did not.
He said he's got that great twitchy upper body.
Twitchy upper body.
Have you ever heard that describing Tom Brady? Twitchy upper body? I mean, the greatest ever dress out.
No.
The best pocket awareness, the most intelligent. Twitchy upper body. I heard that. I was laughing out loud, but of all the things to say about Brady, no, but there's some pressure on the Rams.
Upper half
team, by the way. Just because, you know, they invested so much, Carl, in free agents and taking guys on in trades, and as they always seem to do.
They did. Quick twitch muscles, I've heard. That's something about 10 years ago.
Quick twitch upper body.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Me neither.
But about 10 years ago, some NFL buddies started talking about that. Oh, it's quick twitch muscles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? But it's become a term. You'll hear during the combine that, you know, these guys, they have quick twitch. I've never thought about Brady in that way, though. I've never thought about it. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks, guys. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. This radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. And by the way, we are your home for the NFL. We've got these divisional games this weekend right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mike, let's shift gears because we've got plenty of time to get into the games, and we will. Arch is going to stop by a little bit later on. In about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Chuck Smith as well. We'll get his take on what he thinks about what will happen this weekend. But tonight, can we build on these last two wins? And I'm talking about our Atlanta Hawks, guys. We take on the Heat. Seems like the Heat have been in town forever. The Heat come in 29-16. Hawks coming off of this two-game win streak. But I'd like to make it three.
Right.
And we know the Heat have kind of had our number. I mean, the Heat are 8-1 against the rest of the division. 3-4 in games decided by 3 points or less. This is a team that's been without stars, including Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero. They always seem to give us a hard time. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'm just hoping we can build on what we got in the second half of that game the other night.
Yeah, and if we give up 70 points to the Heat in the first half, we're really going to be in trouble. I know you want to see a little more oomph coming out of the gate, and we looked back at last season, and yeah, it wasn't like we were always a second-half team. There were some playoff games we came back to win, but yeah, you've got to tighten up the defense. We have a great conversation with John Collins. If you missed that, we'll play some more of that for you coming up in, what, 3 o'clock hour, Bo? So you'll hear that. But John Collins, very honest and forthcoming about his relationship with Trey, his relationship with Nate, and wanting to do more things in that offensive side in the half court, which I don't think anybody has a problem with him saying that either.
I don't either. Somebody asked me yesterday after hearing John Collins, they were like, so what if he starts to fail in the moment? I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, what, game-winning shots? What are we talking about? He's asking for a defined role. Give him that and say, hey, here's how we're going to use you more in these situations. But I don't think he's asking again, like, for more touches, as he said, or more playing time. That's a different thing. But, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about game-winning stuff and you're going to hold that against John, well, he said he wanted it. Well, every star wants it when the game's on the line.
We talked about it. You know, it's funny. We want to hear from our guys, want to know what they're about. And when they finally say something, oh, I don't like that. mean, come on. As opposed to the, you know, what do you want John Collins to say? You know, take it all one game at a time.
I can sort
the
of
good
like,
Lord willing, you know, all that stuff you hear from Bull Durham. You know, your standard, you know, let's be honest, the standard baseball or any sports athlete answers. You don't want to hear that stuff. You want some juice.
It's sort of like your wife, right? Baby, tell me what you think. And then you tell him. And I can't believe you said it. Well, you asked me.
Again, this is for those who missed the show a couple of weeks ago.
You asked me.
Wife did the steaks. We had some friends over for New Year's. She goes, how are the steaks? They're not over-seasoned, are they? I go, a little bit too much seasoning. You know, it didn't really burn into the flavor.
But she asked everyone at the table.
And then Susan, Drunk Larry's wife, goes, yeah, they are probably over-seasoned.
Yeah.
And then the silence was like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Definitely.
You know, and that'll be on there. That'll be in that the women never forget, I'm going to make your life a living hell memory bank for like the next 6 months.
If you ask and expect to get the answer, and then you get the answer, and then it's the answer you don't want. You got to deal with it.
For you young guys, for you guys engaged, or young newlyweds, never give your answer. If your wife asks a question like that, don't answer. It's a loaded question. Don't do it.
They're all loaded, Mike. It's Dukes and Bell. Chuck Smith's on the way. He's going to join us to talk about these NFL playoffs. We'll get his thoughts on who he thinks can win up front. He's been training guys out in Phoenix, as a matter of fact, getting ready for the Senior Bowl, which we're going to be talking more about. And that's going to be a big deal for the Falcons, Mike, as they make their way there, the scouts and whatnot. Every year, you know, you remember the year Quinn goes with the leather jacket, you know, the Brotherhood, and they show up at the Senior Bowl.
He had the Sons of Anarchy patch, but it said Falcons Brotherhood. It looked just like SOA. Yeah.
So it's a big deal for teams, again, not in the playoffs, because draft is right around
this
the corner.
Road.
And you got to go see if you can find some diamonds in the rough, Mike.
Right.
How many times have we seen guys play well in the Senior Bowl and then all of a sudden they get to the NFL and they go, well, this guy didn't play this way in college. Yeah. All you need is a great week at the Senior Bowl.
But I'll give you two words from the Falcons in the Senior Bowl. Rashid Hageman.
Oh, don't start.
Yeah, man. I think sometimes guys get enamored with a dude or, you know, you're right. It is a chance for these guys to really up their brand and improve their draft stock. But I just think in our case, all I remember from that guy is Brian Cox yelling at him to the point where he gave up.
He quit.
Practice.
He
literally.
Quit. Yeah, I remember that. There's a couple other guys that we've talked about over the years that we ended up drafting, specifically from the Senior Bowl where they had a great week. And then we fell in love with them, and maybe we took them a little bit higher than what we should have. Either way, we'll talk to as he's been training, what he's been seeing, and the advantages for this weekend as we get ready for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Find us, guys. You can text us at 404-741-0929. And also, along the way today, speaking of our Hawks, we'll talk to Steve Coonan in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike, we'll get his thoughts on the Hawks, and we'll ask him also about some of this stuff. The trade deadline, guys, just a couple of weeks away. Mm. I still think our Hawks are going to be a player, but what does that mean? And today, Daryl Morey, who runs the Sixers, actually, I think it was yesterday, came out and said it's more unlikely that Ben Simmons gets traded than it is likely by the trade deadline. They can't find a trade partner. And he's basically saying to Philly fans, he may be here and not play all year long, Mike.
It's crazy how, you know, Kyrie Irving can't play at home. And as we found out yesterday, that's more because of New York City's ridiculous COVID rules. But you got a guy that can't do his job, is one of the highest paid dudes. And one of the other highest paid dudes is sitting on the sideline right now.
It's unbelievable. All right, guys, we've got plenty to get to. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're coming back. Chuck Smith's going to join us on Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell. We are at the Kennesaw location, guys. Come on through. We'll hang out, and we'll be here until 7 o'clock. Mike, who was the little guy that stopped by earlier, Bo? Who's your neighbor? CP? Was this the kid's name?
Oh, he's a huge Georgia
fan.
Yeah,
it's my buddy Sut, Eric. So he played in the Astros farm system for a while. He played with some of those guys at the Braves this beat. But his son, CP.
Yeah, man. Cutie.
Really?
He was a cute kid, man. CP, and he was like, hey, man.
By the way, Chuck's ready to roll, but at some point we're going to have to address Eric, our engineer. Eric Davis does a great job. His son, they just got his kid a puppy, and we got to discuss this name because this could be the worst dog name ever for a black household I've ever heard of in my life.
All right. We'll hear from Eric coming up a little bit. Chuck Smith is here. You heard the music. And, Chuck, let's chop it up about these NFL playoffs. But before we do, we are curious to find out after a week out there in Phoenix and training various guys, getting ready for the Senior Bowl, what'd you learn, my man?
Man, I learned that it's really a great class of edge rushers. Got some bigs out here that are going to be very satisfying for a team. Listen, you know, I got guys in Atlanta, so I'm in Arizona. I'm working. My home base is Atlanta. My program, I have a partnership and was hired out here. But at all the facilities I've been to, I end up going to two more. This is a good draft, man, and I'm excited, you know, to have my guy be coming down after the combine, Kayvon Thibodeau, and I have more stars this year in Norcross, Georgia, than I probably ever had with the way things have gone. God is good. Show me some love, y'all.
Yeah, Thibodeau's a guy that we got to see. Obviously, you know, he missed some games, Carl, earlier in the year, but that defense, yeah, again, the way they handled Ohio State. And, Chuck, what makes this guy so special? We know the size, but what makes this guy a star at the next level?
Who'd you say, Mike? I'm sorry. It's loud.
Thibodeau.
Who'd
yeah,
you
say? Your boy Thibodeau.
Oh, man, he's fat. He can bend. I mean, his ankles, I mean, they can bend. He can corner. He's tough. He's really a pro's pro. He's got an old soul. He's got great power, great movement. Yeah, he's going to be really successful. Him and Hutchinson, they are really great pass rushers. So, now I'm excited about him.
Chuck, I'm just curious, what about interior defensive linemen? You know, we talk about building around Grady. I don't know if the Falcons are going to do that. They've got so many decisions to make this offseason. But what about interior defensive linemen? Have you seen anybody that's jumped out this last week?
Well, I had a chance to, you know, start out and do some work with Big Jordan Davis and Devontae. God, I can't remember. I'm having a brain fart. But both of those guys for Georgia are first-round picks, man. Those guys are, I'm not sure where they have them, but their movement, their skill, they're well-trained. Trey Scott's done a great job at Georgia. I don't know where people rank them. Them dudes can move, man. I mean, I'm going to give them a lot of credit. And a lot of people keep saying, like, and particularly Jordan Davis, well, number 8's too high. It's not. The Falcons could put him next to Grady. He can develop. He instantly stops the run. He becomes a human wrecking ball. So everything they've said that he might be second round because he can't rush, it's just a matter of development. So, nah, I just got to see the way they move, and they're well coached. Number 8 would be a perfect pick if we're going to, you know, kind of talk about the interior for him.
It is Big Chuck Smith. He is a pass rush expert. Just spent time out in Arizona working with guys. I mean, Chuck, it is a deep draft. I mean, if you went offensive line in the first draft, is it a good enough draft where we can still get everything we need in the first two to address offense and defensive line?
Yeah, but I ain't trying to hear, Mike, y'all know we go over this. I ain't trying to hear that. Shame on the man. Shame on us talking about O-line. We got 3 first-rounders on the line and, what, a couple other guys that got drafted. Seriously, man, that is so unfair to really the whole organization and the guys in there. Like, every year you're switching. And my thing is this. Who are the guys who made that decision? I hope they fired them. I hope they left with Dan Quinn, seriously. So if you're an advanced scouting, if you're a pro scout, any of that, they need to be held accountable. We should not be talking about looking for offensive line. I'm not drafting an offensive lineman, y'all. I'm going in free agency and trying to get a second tier guy that can fill a need for a year. Then we get money back on the books when we start losing some of these guys that got high salary caps. And then what we do is you draft down the line. No. The coaching has to coach up the offensive line. Arthur Smith, the offensive line coach, they got to come up with schemes, improve themselves, because it is not time to me to start talking about we got to draft O-line. Man, I'm about to swing on you right now, Mike, come on O-line.
Bro, Matt Ryan got – well, Chuck, he was like a pancake. And I don't know, man, the center of the line is – well, yeah. We'll argue this later in the week. We'll focus on defense. Hey, let me ask you this, because a lot of listeners brought this up after the semifinal game in the Orange Bowl. You can't define a player by one game, but all that Aiden Hutchinson talk, and he was completely shut down by Georgia. I know that they, in some cases, double-teamed him, but is that just a case where Georgia had the scheme? Because for some fans out there, the casual observer would say, I didn't see anything from this guy against Georgia.
Well, if you go by that – deal. Well, then maybe if we go back and look, let's just use another example. All the Georgia players. So if we say to go by what they did against Alabama in the SEC championship game, well, none of them should get drafted in. Come on, man, that's silly. That to me, that's not fair to Hutchinson. He had an average game. But look, it wasn't like the team was in there playing like they were on a winning streak. They had the game they was losing from the first snap. So to me, no. People who say that clearly don't look at his book of work. The guy has been a rusher before he got injured at Michigan, missed that time. He was a dominant rusher. Nothing's ever changed. And let me tell you why he'll be a good rusher. Because he has moves and he uses them. He long arms. He does all the spins. He chops. So to me, he's smart enough to get it done. But nah, man. But that's that. Listen, man, that's that fanboy Georgia Bulldog stuff right there now. Well, we beat him up. So, you know what I'm saying? He's not a first rounder. Man, give me a break. The guy's a first rounder, and he's going to be one or two, and he deserves to be that.
Chuck Smith, our guest here on Dukes and Bell. Chuck, let's talk some playoffs, man. Who do you like this weekend okay. and why? I want to start with the Buccaneers. We keep looking at this Rams game. Mike and I started the show talking about it, and the Rams, defensively, I just think they're going to be able to get after that injured, beat-up Buccaneers offensive line, which is going to cause Brady some issues. I know how high you are on that Rams defensive front.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? And is this upset city here where the Rams go on the road and beat Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champions?
I don't think so, Carl. I think the Rams will be effective in getting after the quarterback. But also on the other side, that defense is not chopped liver. Anyway, you get with Vita Vey and those guys and JPP and, you know, that defensive line, a group of guys that get after it. I just think right now, I just feel like Tom Brady, he's got his A game on. I think they got enough defense. I think they'll be fine at receiver. Gronk's still rolling at tight end. I still like the Bucks, man, but I think it's going to be a really good game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams won, but I'm pulling for the Rams because my guys are on there, but I think the Bucks are going to win.
We heard today that the offensive line, it's banged up, but Wirfs, the right tackle, looks like he's going to go, as will the
yeah.
center, but they won't be 100%. Nobody's 100%, obviously, in January.
No.
Chuck Smith with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, in the other games, I mean, we talked about the quarterback. I mean, do you trust a guy like Garoppolo? We didn't get to see Green Bay because they're number one seed. They get the bye. Green Bay is getting a little bit healthier on defense. You like Green Bay to roll?
I like Green Bay to put a beat down on them. I mean, traditionally, usually at this round, it's hard. I mean, I'm telling you, the team that gets a bye usually does pretty good. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal. The defense, this defense is one of the most improved defenses in the league. Green Bay can run the ball. They can stop the run. They can throw the ball. To me, I mean, if there's anybody out there that's truly a challenge and matches up well with Kansas City, it's Green Bay. I think Green Bay handles their business in a big way.
Chuck, what about the Chiefs and the Bills, man? And, you know, you talk about Josh Allen, who was almost perfect
yeah.
last week. But Mahomes put on a show
yeah.
as well. I don't know if this is going to be a shootout or if the Bills' defense, which I think is underrated, statistically one of the best in the
yeah.
league, is able to contain Mahomes in this Chiefs offense.
Man, I agree. I think you're right. I mean, Josh Allen, fantastic quarterback. You know, the defense has been, you know, underrated. They've made big plays. Stephon Diggs is fantastic. But, you know, when I look at the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is just incredible. Cheetah Hill, I mean, with him at receiver, looking at, I mean, all those guys that they have, and Melvin Ingram has really turned it up and brought a whole nother level of grind and big plays. You know, being an outside linebacker, they got in a trade, Melvin Ingram on the edge from Pittsburgh. I mean, I think he's done it. Chris Jones is playing at a high level. I think Kansas City is primed to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man, we talked a lot about, you know, liking Tennessee and their pass rush. I know that everybody loves Joe Burrow, and obviously Burrow and Chase have been such a dynamic combination. No one debates his toughness, but he's going to be tested, right? Tennessee's going to be in his face all night?
Yeah. Listen, man, Jeff Simmons is a beast. I mean, Jeff Simmons, to me, Aaron Donald and Cam Hayward were the all-pro guys. Jeff Simmons, to me, should have been third. I mean, he is definitely – I mean, if they weren't 1 and 2, Jeff was a first-team all-pro for me. I think they really can get after it. But, you know, looking at this Tennessee team, man, God, give Vrabel a lot of credit. Every year he gets the job done. We never talk about them. All of a sudden they won 4 games, 5 games, you know, 6 games in a row. They won the division. I mean, they're definitely a sleeper to a lot of people, but not to me. I love the Titans. I think they're definitely going to have a big weekend.
So are you headed back to the house? When are you coming back to the
yeah.
ATL, man?
Man, I'm Gary Fly here at 2:45. I'm sitting here looking,
okay.
Got a couple clients coming in, and I'll actually be training at Chip Smith Performance tomorrow. My combine guys that are in my program there, so I'll be grinding in the morning. We got a high school class going on that we do every Saturday and Sunday. So middle school, high school, give us a call, 1-833-222-SAC. Carl, I know I took advantage of you right then. You didn't expect me to start doing a commercial, but
It's all good, man. It's all good.
It's all good. You owe us $500.
It's all good. Hey, man, enjoy the games this weekend. Brother, we'll talk to you next week as we get ready for the championship round. And thanks for the insight on all the players. There will be more of that, guys, because, again, Senior Bowl's to happen. We got the combine. We got a lot of stuff to look forward to. Chuck Smith, we'll talk soon. Get us out of here.
All right, brother. Live life every day like it's 3rd and 8. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. That's the thoughts of Chuck Smith, Mike, trying to help us kind of, you know, break down these games, man. Sometimes we overthink some of this stuff with these games. And I'm not saying Chuck. I'm saying just generally speaking.
I just, like I said, I mean, if I lose my 14 parlay betting against the greatest quarterback to ever dress out, you might say, I overthought it a little bit on Tom Brady. But it's just, I mean, when you see guys walking off the field, literally, you know, they can't put any weight on their foot. And now you're going up against the, arguably one of the best offensive fronts in the league. I just, you know, I know that Godwin being out and Antonio Brown being out, and that's next man up. I get that. But if you notice in the games after Brown left and after Godwin went out, Brady is, like, looking at his receivers like, run through the ball.
Yes, he was.
Don't stop your route.
You're right.
Things like that. So I just think there'll be some situations where you just don't, you need that level to beat the Rams, even at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. He was fussing at his receivers last week. Now, they scored a lot of points.
Right. There were more plays to be made, but he's used to that intuitive stuff the other guys are doing for him.
Eagles weren't ready. Rams are a much better football team.
Right. And it wasn't like the Eagles beat up the offensive line. It was just guys twisting their ankle, guys falling over on guys. That's just, you know, in the trenches. That's how those guys got banged up.
Hey, when we come back, Hawks play tonight. What did John Collins tell us about his relationship with Trae Young? You'll hear it coming up on Dukes and Bell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, before we get to some headlines, we're going to talk more about the Hawks. NFL Blitz is on the way at 3 o'clock. Mike mentioned this before Chuck Smith came on, and that is Eric, our on-site engineer, who's with us all the time. You come out, hang out with us, you see us. Eric's always in the background doing something. But his son, Mike, said that he showed you a picture of his son.
Yeah, and Eric's kid is absolutely the cutest little guy. He could be on TV. I mean, he'd be like Webster, like 2.0. And apparently he wanted a puppy. So Eric they got him a dog, and the dog is adorable. But the kid decided he was going to name the dog Jefferson Maxwell Davis.
I'm sorry?
In other words, Eric.
I apologize, what?
Who is of color would have a dog named Jefferson Davis, which would be very progressive, I guess, in some circles. Also, it could be construed as a terrible, terrible idea.
Is this a final name for your son's dog? Or is this like in the
hot?
Are you guys talking about this?
Has the paperwork been turned in?
It's his dog, his name. I said, Noah, are you sure Jefferson Davis? he's only 6, so I don't think he knows the concept of the name.
Yes. He thinks it sounds cool.
Yes.
Well, I understand.
I mean, couldn't you, like, show him some videos of Muhammad Ali or something?
I don't want to tell you how to parent, but this might be a good time to kind of like pull up Wikipedia and say, this is who Jefferson Davis was, so maybe we pick a new name.
Yeah, I mean, how about Jefferson Shabazz? I mean, how about like mix and match? But I mean, Jefferson,
I asked him, I said, Noah, why that name? And he loves Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver, and that's his favorite player.
Okay.
So he walks around doing that little stupid dance that Jefferson does all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what he wanted. And then he took our last name, which is Davis, and he incorporated it with Jefferson Davis.
Well, where does Maxwell come from?
He picked that up. The kid, sometimes he amazed me.
You do realize
that's where he got Maxwell from. He heard Dad playing that music.
But
Jefferson Davis.
You do realize you're going to be in a dog park one day. Jefferson Davis, get over here.
I don't think I'm going to call the whole name. Yeah.
Well, you wait till you get mad at the dog.
Yeah, that'll be awkward in Stone Mountain, Carl, one day.
Oh, my. That is the funniest thing I've heard all day. And you know what? Because he's six, and if you have kids, you know this. They do the most innocent things. They think it's the best thing, and you just have to kind of go along with it. Well, honey, you're right. This is great. But you start to realize they have no clue. They have no clue whatsoever.
I mean, in his son's defense, they already have a kitten named Stonewall Jackson.
All right, man. We got to work on this. We might have to suggest some other things. That is Eric Davis. Again, his son is adamant.
And Noah is the cutest little kid in the whole wide world.
He's adamant about naming his new puppy. And by the way, what kind of puppy is it? Do we know? What kind of breed? What's the deal?
It is a American Bully.
Oh, nice.
Good-looking dog.
Yeah, they are. They're fun. I love bullies. All right, man. Good stuff, Eric. Chris, behind the glass, our engineer. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's going to be hard to top today.
I love Noah, by the way. When we were doing the show at Eastlake, and we were over there, remember Tito's had us set up in that hospitality tent, and Eric was off getting some equipment, so I was with Noah, and so one of our listeners comes up, and I go, well, this is my son, Noah. I don't really talk much about him on the radio.
And what'd he say?
He just high-fives and laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
He's got a great personality, man. yesterday, as the Hawks get ready for tonight's action against the Heat, John Collins came on the show. We talked to him about a bunch of stuff. You'll hear the entire interview coming up here at 3:20, but one of the main things that we got a chance to ask him was about his relationship with Trae Young, and here is how he phrased it.
It's a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot to encompass. You know, we've been together for so long. You know, I feel like a lot of people just see our relationship on the court, you know, and see how well we play together and assume the best. And I feel like they have, you know, not the we're not best friends, you know, by any standards, but, you know, we're friends, we're brothers in a different sense. We, you know what I mean? It's a different sense of camaraderie and togetherness that we've had. You know, the battles, growing as men, as young kids coming into this league. So, you know, I feel like me and him have seen a lot of the same things together and been able to grow through that. And as you guys know, when you've been put into situations, you know, put into the pressure cooker with certain people, come out with different bonds and different relationships with those guys. So, let it be the play on the court that shows you sort of the finished product. But it's a lot of hard work that goes into, you know, us knowing each other on and off the court and us building a relationship. You know what I mean? So, as I said, this league isn't easy. And, you know, we've had a lot of talks and we've, you know, trying to just, you know, become better players and become better teammates with each other. So, you know what I mean? Ice is my guy, so we don't. You just got to keep it moving, keep it pushing, really.
Keep it moving, keep it pushing. He tried to describe, you know, in detail, Mike. That's about as good of an answer I think you're going to try to get from a guy. If you ask somebody else, hey, how would you explain John and Trey's relationship? Well, let's ask the guy. And that's what he had. That's how he explained it yesterday.
Right. As we said, you know, yesterday it doesn't have to always be kumbaya, but as long as there's respect there and it doesn't get sideways. I mean, you know, we talked about some of the great tandems yesterday in the NBA. You know, as long as you know the guy's got your back, and you know, it's one thing when you're playing with the Pistons and Isaiah's trying to get you traded, you know, that might create some tension, you know. But, yeah, it seems like it works. I just, again, as long as we know that this team can continue to build on that two-game win streak, play some defense. What I'm reading from the Miami Herald, Kyle Lowry is out.
You mean Kyle Lowry? Yes.
Dealing with it. It's listed as personal stuff. So, okay, personal. Tyler Hero expected to be out till the 26th. So it looks like, you know, you don't have full strength. And that would explain. I looked at the line just now. It's kind of curious. So, yeah, it's 1.5. Miami's just a 1.5-point favorite. For Hawks fans, I think you want to have a little piece of the action.
Well, and, you know, those things are good. Here's the thing that I would say. They've been out without stars the last
and
couple of times.
They kicked our butts without having a bunch of guys, including Jimmy Butler. Adebayo just came back. He was out for a long time. So they beat us without their stars, to your point earlier, especially in our own house.
So we got to show up. I mean, it's nice to say, hey, they don't have some of their firepower. But we got to show up tonight. Speaking of showing up, Nate McMillan, the head coach of our Hawks, was talking about, you know, building on what we got in the second half against Milwaukee the other night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we needed to see different energy and urgency in that third and fourth quarter, and we did. You know, our guys responded. I thought, again, we gave up 42 in the first quarter, and we gave up 49 in the entire second half. You know, so that's the difference with playing with urgency, you know, getting up and disrupting defensively, and, you know, getting out and running offensively. And, you know, they responded to the challenge and was able to win this game.
I said Milwaukee, that was MLK Day. That, of course, he's talking about the T-Wolves game, right, which they gave up 70-plus points in the first half. And the second half was so much better for the Hawks. But, again, I'm gonna take that with a caveat, Mike, and say their stars, specifically Ant-Man, wasn't on the floor. I don't know if that would have been different, but I'll take it to your point yesterday. But we got to play with a little bit more urgency earlier in the game, and maybe we don't find ourselves in that position.
Also, Victor Oladipo is out tonight for the Heat. Bogey's out, you mentioned Capella. And a lot of people want to see more from Okongwu, but I think that Nate will, once Capella's 100%, I just think Nate being, not that I'm knocking Nate, but he's a bit stubborn to that. I'd love to see more minutes for Okongwu and keep it that way.
I do too. And he's going to get a chance here with Capella on the men. I don't know how soon he'll be back, when he comes back, how many minutes he'll play. But I do think right now, Double O has found himself in a position to get more minutes. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our headline segment, guys. NFL Blitz is on the way as we'll discuss the weekend's games, divisional round. And outside of Tom Brady, because it would be easy to say, hey, Brady's the best quarterback. Who is the best quarterback outside of Brady in this weekend's game?
Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, depending on you like younger or older.
Is it not Josh Allen coming off the game he had?
Josh Allen had a monstrous game. Now, Josh Allen, is he going to be able to do what he wants to do against Kansas City? He's another guy. Not that I don't trust him, but they've got to get over that hump too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I think, but I also think McDermott and the Patriots, to get over the Patriots, because Belichick really was their boogeyman. That was a huge win. Maybe that hits them in a different place against Kansas City.
Well, remember, guys, we played them at the end of the season.
He looked terrible.
Josh Allen was so bad, they stopped throwing the football.
Right.
In the second half. So
now he could run. He ran up down our throats, but he was having a hard time getting to his receivers.
And I don't think you're going to be able to do that in these playoffs, Mike, right, against the defenses that he's going to see. Kansas City's defense is way improved.
High scoring game, last possession game, 33-30, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think these quarterbacks, and again, it's a quarterback league, guys. You hear me say it all the time. It's still going to come back to who plays well. Mm-hmm. More on that coming up at 3. Let's hear from Darren Eales, Mike. Camp is underway for Atlanta United. We haven't talked a lot about it, but as the season and, you know, we progress here in the next few weeks and we start to find out a little bit more about our team and what it's going to look like, but what's the status on Barco? And Darren Eales was asked this question. Here's what he said.
I don't want to get into specific transfer rumors. As you know, Ezekiel's not here for training at the moment. So again, I think, you know, the right time to speculate on that is if something happens. But, you know, what I will say is, you know, Ezekiel's been a fantastic professional. You know, I think we signed him at a very young age. He won the MLS Cup in his first season, 2 trophies the next 2 seasons. And I thought last season he was one of our key performers.
Do you think he's gone?
He really wants to go to Europe, but that seems like a lukewarm market right now. There's been, you guys have read the same stories we had. He's been linked to a couple teams in Brazil. I'd really hate to see Barco go now that he's really kind of coming to his own. I thought last year was his best season because he was healthy and the team was in a roll. I think he fits really good to what Pineda wants to do. Also, don't forget, Carl, Joseph is going to be 100% now. Joseph was not 100%. I guess Darren mentioned that yesterday, talking with the media the day before. So now you get Joseph 100%. You look at the points and the way this team worked under Pineda. It's basically the same team. I know people are looking for that big splash, but I think it's gonna be really good. I don't want to lose Barco. So if we're gonna, one more year. Give me one more year. Now it's finally, you and I have been bellyaching about this guy for years. He finally delivered the goods this season.
He did. He looked his best since he's been in Atlanta United uniform. Hey, headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Remember, guys, they can help. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well.
That's right, brother.
And a reminder that Reliable Heating and Air, we're giving you a chance to win a brand new furnace. If your furnace is looking run down, then our contest. It's the Ugly Furnace Contest for your chance to win a brand new energy efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air. And a 1-year labor warranty. Guys, it's easy. Go to 929thegame.com, upload a photo of your ugly furnace that's still operational, and you'll have a chance to win. We're going to celebrate on February 13th. We're going to come out to your house. We are going to bring food, a big pregame party. Yes, for the big game with me and 929 The Game. Go and upload your photo today at 929thegame.com.
And from our buddy Felipe Cardenas, who writes for The Athletic, Barco is going to River Plate. So he's heading down to Argentina.
He is out.
That is correct.
All right.
So it should seal the deal for Thiago Almeida, a guy who's got some legal issues down there as well he's got to take care of. But according to our man Felipe Cardenas earlier this morning, Barco will be moving to River Plate.
All right, there it is, guys. We're coming back. NFL Blitz next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.